Zach Sachen Perik Hey Mishnah Beis until Perik Hey Mishnah Hey. The Masechta has now begun its discussion, which will last around four parakim of the Korban Pesach. Now the halacha is that whenever a korban is brought, it needs to be brought lishma, for the sake of the korban. The person who is carrying out the service of the korban needs to be doing so with the intention of whatever korban it is. For example, if it's a korban shalomim, the kohen needs to have the intention that this is a korban shalomim. As well as that, he also has to have intention l'shem bailov, for the sake of the person bringing it, not that he's bringing it for anybody else. And there are four main parts of the bringing of a korban which require the lishma aspect. Those four are shechita, when you slaughter the korban; kabbalas hadam, when you catch the blood in one of the Beis HaMikdash's utensils, the blood which immediately squirts out as soon as the slaughtering takes place from the neck of the animal. Number three is the hilacha, the transporting of the dam of the blood towards the Mizbeach. And number four is the Zrika Sadam, throwing that blood onto the Mizbeach. Now when it comes to most korbanos, although lishma is a requirement, if it was not done lishma, then the korban is still considered valid. The rest of the process of the korban can be completed, the korban can even be eaten, the korban is considered a valid korban. However, the person who brought the korban needs to bring another korban. It does not work to fulfill his obligation, so if that korban was a korban which was an obligation, then he would need to bring another korban. But the korban itself is valid. The two exceptions, at least according to most, there are only two exceptions. The two exceptions are korban chatos and korban pesach. If any of these first four stages of the bringing of the korban, if they are not done lishma, then the entire korban is invalid, and the rest of the processes of the korban cannot be done, and the korban cannot be eaten at all. And needless to say, the person will have to bring another korban. And the fact that these two are the exceptions are learnt from Pesukim. So begins the Mishnah, HaPesach, a korban Pesach, sheshechotah shelo lishmoi, that somebody slaughtered the korban Pesach, not lishma. So he slaughtered it for the sake of a different korban. For example, he had in mind to slaughter it for the sake of a korban shalomim. Or the kibbel, if he caught the blood, he did kabbalas hadam, not lishma. The hilech, and he transported the blood nearer to the mizbeach, the zorak, or he threw the blood, if he did any of these four things, shelo lishmoi, not for the sake of the korban Pesach, if he said that he's doing it for the sake of a different korban, or even if it's a lishmai v'shalay lishmai, if he starts off doing that particular thing for the sake of the korban Pesach, and then for the second half of that particular thing, he does it not for the sake of a korban Pesach. For example, as he begins to slaughter, he has in mind to do it for the sake of a korban Pesach. But in the middle of slaughtering, he changes his mind, for example, and suddenly his intention is to do it for the sake of a different korban. Or if he starts off doing it for the sake of a different korban and ends off doing it for the sake of that korban, possible. In all of these cases, the entire korban is invalid, it cannot be eaten, and of course he would not have fulfilled his obligation. Asks the Mishnah, what exactly does it mean? What would be an example of a case of doing it for the sake of the korban and then not for the sake of the korban? An example would be L'shem Pesach L'shem Shalomim. If you start doing a particular one of those four activities for the sake of a korban Pesach, but then you changed for it to be for the sake of a korban shalomim. And what would a case be of shalom lishmai lishmai, where it starts off not for the sake of the korban and ends up for the sake of the korban, l'shem shalomim, l'shem Pesach? That would be, for example, where you start off with the intention of doing it for a korban shalomim, and then in the middle you change and you suddenly have the intention to do it for the sake of a korban Pesach, since part of those four activities was not done lishma, the entire korban is invalid.